from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, back in the studio after a couple of fun days out there at Allen Park watching the Detroit Lions. Kang, just for the record, I can't print. For some reason, won't print. You may as well get 9876 while you're at it. Sorry, live read issues. And I don't know what's happened with this, but how are you today?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's anything exciting last night in the Gator household? How about them Tigers?
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's I'm having fun watching this team the last several weeks, and I imagine for the rest of the season. They're fun to watch now. You know, really in July, they were fun because they were hitting the ball out of the park.
Yeah.
And in August, they're not hitting it out as much, although I suspect that's going to change real soon because they had the 3 home runs last night. Now they got another game in against the Cubs before 4 against the White Sox, who aren't very good. So I suspect those numbers are going to go up. They're about a home run per game right now through August, but they were well past that in July. But they're 10-8 in the month. Their team ERA is spectacular. It's below 3. So they're just getting it done with pitching and timely hitting, and that's pretty good, despite that they didn't get great defense last night, but they had really good pitching and timely hitting.
A lot of fun at bats to watch, though, because there's a lot of fun guys.
That's it, yeah. Yep, but you know, I mean, hey, congratulations, Trey Sweeney, his first major league home run.
Correct.
Did not look like a home run off the bat. Mm-hmm. Just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. And if I were the Cubs, I would really, really be upset with that basket that hangs over.
Oh my God!
To collect home. What sure. is that?
I mean, it's been there forever.
But why?
Are you just noticing it?
Well, I guess I am. But I mean, like, why have it where it's at? Like, how about you raise it up another couple feet so it doesn't impede the progress of an outfielder trying to make a catch? I mean, I'm good with it because of what happened last night. The Tigers, I think, sure. benefited from that. But good God, that is a dumb placement, isn't it?
I mean, it's been there forever. You've noticed it before, right?
I guess, you know, I really don't care about Chicago.
I
but
know,
it's
hate
just
the Cubs so much.
It just seems so dumb.
Okay.
I noticed it last night, so I'm you know, forgive me if it's been there since 1902 or whatever.
I mean, I feel like
you were dumb in 02 like, and you're dumb. Well, you're less dumb in 02 because players weren't as big.
I don't think in 1902 it was there, is my guess, but it's like I feel like you're going, do you know it gets really cold in December for the Green Bay Packer
might.
Games?
I might.
Like it's really cold in Green Bay in December. Who wants to be there for that?
And I'm well, how about changing it though? I mean, look, the Tigers changed the dimensions of the height of their wall. You know, it just look, whatever. You do you, Wrigley Field. You handsome bitch. I just it just struck me as just so dumb. Like, guys going up to make, like, this is the city that complained vociferously about a kid who sort of reached over to get a foul ball while it was in the stands. Was it Jeffrey Meyer? Was that the guy's name?
No.
Or mayor or whatever. No, it wasn't.
Was Bartman.
Bartman. Okay. So that guy, his mayor was a guy in New York who, I guess, reached over and grabbed one. So this, they were all upset about that guy who's just doing what any other fan would do as the ball's coming into the stands and trying to get it, although the timing was poor because, you know, playoffs. And then everybody gets upset. They even got upset with the wrong guy because there was another guy who was like really trying to get it. But they don't get upset about the basket that's stopping a center fielder from elevating to catch a fly ball.
Well, you have to think, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Cubs also can hit the ball into the basket.
What?
The basket's there for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy it was there for Trey Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Kerry Carpenter went opposite field. You had Riley Green going yard with a no doubter. That was fun to see. I wanted to see that swing. Let's get and hey, it's time for Colt Keith to hit home runs again. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So like to see Torque hit one out. That'd be nice.
With all that said, something happened or we became aware of this morning. And all I'm thinking is, oh boy. Oh boy. The Detroit Lions are on the cover of the Sports Illustrated preview issue, football preview issue. And the Detroit Lions are picked to win the Super Bowl. That's right. Sports Illustrated is picking the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl, and they're on the cover. Gator, you do believe in things like jinxes, and this has definitely been a long time belief that there was a Sports Illustrated cover jinx. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm always a little uncomfortable with it. I like to see that it's our guys there, Penei Sewell, Jared Goff, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Nice that they're gathered around what looks to be an old Ford Thunderbird. They get the light blue and the Sports Illustrated, you know, contrasting with the light blue in the car. It's kind of cool. That being said, I'm still uncomfortable. Even though Sports Illustrated is a shell of what it once was, maybe the jinx is no longer just because, you know, what is it? It's a blogger site now.
Essentially, I mean, they still have a magazine. They still have.
Was it run by high school kids or something? Is it even real?
I like Gator this morning, man. He is salty.
There's a basket.
Do they even have editors? I don't know.
Yeah, actually, my 5-year-old works on the website. So
yeah, what do they have? Like the swimsuit edition is like Molly from accounting. I don't know.
Have you seen Molly lately?
Yeah, I mean she's office hot.
Wow.
I don't know.
He is just on fire.
Direct shots by Gator this morning. These are not strays. I think he's just going right after it.
It's been a long couple of weeks, man.
So. Look, I mean, we're on the Sports Illustrated cover. Like, everybody, here's two things about that I've discovered in listening to fan complaints over the years. And believe me, I do the same thing. It's not sort of pointing the finger at all, but where's our respect? How come all they talk about is the Cowboys and Yankees? Where's our respect? People need to recognize and respect us. Sports Illustrated cover. Not that much.
Hey.
Not that much respect.
Hey. Hey.
Easy.
You with the evil powers over there. Stop it.
Right?
I'm okay with the cover. I don't like the prediction of Super Bowl winner. That's what I don't like. Like the cover thing, I mean, it is a badass cover. Let's just be honest.
It's cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a cool cover.
It's pretty cool.
So they're going to do this stuff. And, you know.
It's been tweeted from our account if you want to see it. At DunGator971. We retweeted Dave Burkett of the Free Press. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I mean, they're trying to preview the season. Lions are, you know, on those hot teams, right? I just don't like the full-on prediction they're going to win the Super Bowl. That why, makes me why, uneasy. Why? I don't know why, Doug. It just, I can't give you a real logical answer on that.
It's from what you just said. We don't. Not yet. You know what it is? It's like, let us win first.
Yep.
Then next year you want to say, hey, Lions will repeat. That's great. That's fine. It's like we're past it, but we haven't done it yet. Stop it. Stop the presses. And Kane, you should love this cover. Being a collector?
Oh, it's a great... I told Doug that this morning.
This is money waiting to happen. Oh. Like, every kid is going to go up to Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown, or Jared Goff, and say, sign it, please, sir. And, you know...
That'd be pretty sweet.
It's going to be great. You're going to go to card shows, and you're going to see this thing all over the place with autographs on it. And I kind of want one.
All right. Lions fans, what do you think? SI, cover... Pick to win the Super Bowl. Your thoughts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.